Well, I did everything scientifically. When I had to do anything, I had to be very
This was
book.
In raising your children, raising your
I
family.
I bought a great big book. I remember I paid $20 for my mother. I thought it was terrible. My mother said, no, it's good. You have to have a book. And I studied my children's illnesses. And before the doctor came, I told the doctor what was wrong with them. So I remember when Aaron had scarlet fever, the doctor said, you know that he has scarlet fever, what did you call me for? Everything I knew, I just diagnosed the cases before the doctor came because I did everything with a book. Mm-hmm. I had to study, so everything had to go through a book. Mm-hmm. When every little thing that happened to the children, I went through the book. Mm-hmm. And that's why I raised my children, with a book.
All right, but did that apply to other areas besides illnesses? In handling?
I would study and read what to expect of them and what I should do with them, play with them. And I mean, I tried to be very tolerable on a lot of things about they're going to bed and they're getting up and they're practicing. I did everything. I studied a lot about it, and I was always reading what to expect of children.
Were you strict?
Well, as strict as I can be, you know, you can't be too strict with children. I was tolerant.
How helpful was your husband in making decisions about
my
the
husband
children?
Was my baby. He was just like my baby. I had to tell him. I had to tell him. He was just like a big baby. He was. He was his mother's first child, and he was just like a big baby. He didn't know how to make a bow tie. Later he learned how. But his mother babied him so much that he was like my baby. He was like one of my children. And Aaron and Sam were outside playing ball, and if it was time to go to bed, I'd call Aaron, and what do you think I'd get? Sam would say, oh, Sam was the one that's complaining. See, so he was just like my baby, too. I had to take care of the four of them.
Well, evidently you did a good job in raising them.
How do you feel
about the way your daughters and your son have raised their family? Did they come to you for advice, or were you able to tell them?
When they were small, sort of like a medical advice, they'd ask me a lot of questions because I took up first aid and home nursing. They used to ask me questions medically, you know, about this, that they were ahead. They had an animal or this or that. I used to help out because I studied a lot about it and I enjoyed it.
Evidently, you were very helpful and highly respected by them.
Well, I enjoyed it, that's why. I like books. I was doing everything with books, everything they did.
Did you and your husband travel?
Yeah, we were nearly all over the world. We traveled a lot. More out of our country than in our country. We traveled very much. Mm-hmm. We were all through Europe.
Did you take the children with you?
Never.
Just being home?
Never. They'd be at camps. And we'd travel. We had summer big. Well, the last time we were through Europe was 8 weeks, so that was in the summer. Mm-hmm. But we were, I guess most of the time we went when they were in camps. I guess most of the time when they were old enough to be in camps.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to Israel?
Oh, twice. I was there once with him, and then once after he died, they dedicated a floor in Technion. A building, they put up a building and I broke ground. I went with 11 of us. I broke ground and they named one floor after my husband. And June was there last year. She saw our name, Rose and Sam Levinson, on the big placards outside one of the buildings. She said, maybe there's a Technion, I don't know.
Were you in the Far East? Did you go to?
No, we never went there. No. We never went to Japan. Never was there. Wherever he went, he was one of the planned. We were in Hawaii twice. He would plan trips, and wherever he planned, that's where we went. He had reasons. I don't know. He never made plans for the Far East. I don't know if I missed a lot. Were you ever there?
I haven't been.
I never was there.
Did you travel in this country, in the United States?
Not too much.
Mostly in Europe.
Mostly, and we were in South America. Mostly out of our country. Hawaii and. We have cruises. We had nice cruises. We had nice trips. The hardest one was the one through Europe. Oh, it was very difficult. It was 26 years ago this summer, and there was nothing to eat. And we got a lot. They said that people there, the Israelis, they got nothing. When we were in Israel, we got a lot and couldn't. When they gave us, we couldn't even see what was on the plate. That's how little it was. And they said we got a lot. When we arrived in New York, my husband and I were ready to kiss the ground in New York. Oh, it was so wonderful. We had our first meal in New York and got a great big steak. We were starved. We were so starved.
How long had you been there?
We were only in Israel. We were gone 8 weeks, but we made Israel our last trip. We were only in Israel 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But you know, and even coming back, we went back on the El Al. I didn't think I'd live to get back. That El Al was so terrible. It was just one of the prime trips they had.
It was 26 years ago. It was a long way back.
Do you know, all we did was snack, stop and snack. We never had a meal. First of all, we had to get up 6 o'clock in the morning. The plane was supposed to leave at 8. When we get to the airport at 8 o'clock, there was no plane. They took off 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so we were in the airport the whole day. That's the kind of business they did. A whole day. And all of us, you know, with our shoes. So as soon as I got on the airplane, the first thing I did was take off my shoes. So I took them off, and I don't think we were riding the mile. We had to stop. We had to get off. I couldn't put my shoes on.
Did they stop that you had to get off?
Rome, I think. And then when I... Were you there in Rome?
No.
Then when I put my shoes on, they stayed on. And it's all we did was nap and snack and nap and snack. When we got off, what do you think? We would get an ice cream cone, a cookie. We didn't have a meal. Oh, it was awful. And then I got a diary from nothing. And when I got... my daughter lived in Boston, so since we arrived in New York, we decided we'd go to New York, to Boston, see them. We couldn't get a plane or a train or anything that evening, Friday night. We ate a good steak that evening, but we couldn't get anything out. So finally, the fellow on the train, what do you call him, motorman, left us on if you want to stand. So we decided to stand, but how I was going to stand, I didn't know. I was dying. I had diarrhea and I didn't eat. I was so tired. I didn't have my clothes. I didn't have my face or my teeth washed in 26 hours. So anyhow, we were on a train in my house. We walked over to the corner. Remember on the train they used to take 2 seats and put them together?
Yeah.
There were 4 youngsters, young teenagers sitting, and they had pity on me. I guess they could see from my face that I was dying. And they got up, 2 of them got up and gave my husband and I their seats. And then we went in the cab when we get off in New Boston. We get in the cab. My daughter lived in Watertown then. Do you know where Watertown is? Mm-hmm. The cab driver can't find Watertown. He rode around the whole Boston. He couldn't find Watertown. It took him 10 times longer than usual. When I got to my daughter's house, the first thing she said to me, "Mother, you want something?" I said, "No, I just want a bath of a bed." That's all I wanted. Oh, it was real. And then she took me to the doctor because I had a terrible diarrhea.
Was that some trip?
That was an experience I won't forget. That trip back was awful.
So you're satisfied to stay in this country now?
Yes. I would like to go, if I ever get a chance, I would like to go to Yellowstone Park. I haven't seen that. And I studied so much about that. That's in Colorado.
Yeah.
That's one trip I'd like to take.
Well, hopefully you will.
I don't know if I want to travel alone. If I get somebody to go with me, I might go.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been there?
We've been through,
studied so much about it in school. It sounds so interesting.
Going back to your daughter who lives in Boston, she's married to a rabbi.
Yeah, she's terrific. She's a terrific girl.
What did she do before she was married?
She was married at 18.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He met her at, she was a camper until she was 17 and a half, and then she decided that she was tired of being a camper and she was going to apply for counselor and training, so she could have got $50 or some other paid job, but she chose the Irene Kaufman settlement because it was for free.
Mm-hmm.
Living Kaufman camp. That's the one she chose because it was for free. She wanted to work for free. She went there, and this Earl was there. He was in Hebrew Union College, mm-hmm. and he had to get a certain number of hours social work, and he was there. And she puts on a Gilbert and Sullivan. The kid's 17 years old, but the whole camp. A Gilbert and Sullivan operetta, and you know he fell in love with her the way she did it. She did it to the parents, and she did a terrific job, and he fell in love with her. And they were married a year later, and he was in his last year college when she wasn't even through high school.
Oh, my goodness.
But he wouldn't announce any engagement or anything until she graduated high school, and then she went to Pitt, and that's when he announced the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So then they were married at 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is he a rabbi now?
Belmont, Mass.
And do you know the name of the congregation?
Oh, yeah, Bethel Temple Center. Oh, he's doing a terrific job.
And he...
Can I bring out that paper that I wanted?
He gave it to me yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I see you have a book that he
I just got this yesterday. Yeah. It's the last book. He gave it to me for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Has he published other books?
Oh, my, I have a whole bunch of them there. They're on here. Oh, here's books.
Oh, we can put that in the folder.
He has two doctor's degrees. Here's books that he's published.
We want that for the record. We'll take that. Do you have any pictures of yourself that we could have? We'd like to have. You must have been a very attractive
My monkey's face.
You still are. No, don't say that. You're a beautiful woman. But we'd love to have a picture of you if you have any snapshot or something that you can spare.